This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
To Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman, where you'll learn to awaken your divine intuition and open your human heart. Sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and learn. Here's Sarah.
Shine on by, don't you know I'm a new soul?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Ask Sarah Radio. I am Sarah Wiseman, your host, and today is March 10th. 2020. This is a good day, even though it's kind of a rough time in the world, but it's a good day because we've just come out of Mercury retrograde. We just had a giant full moon in Virgo. I think that's correct. You know, things are moving and moving in a positive direction. And you might even be feeling today like this kind of sense of relief that this retrograde is over and that this moon has happened, and just kind of feeling like, okay, got through that. Now, I know not everybody feels like they've gotten through, you know, all the drama and issues in the world, but it's nice to have a day where the energy shifts and it feels different. Today, we're talking about why is being eco-friendly a spiritual practice. Learn why Gaia consciousness is becoming stronger on the planet. Very interesting subject, and one that I really love to dive into, really dear to my heart. It's not about, we're not going to talk about climate change, and we're not going to talk about recycling or energy or any of those things. We're actually going to talk about Gaia as a living being, Gaia as a sentient being, becoming conscious of all the nature, all the plants, all the weather, all the animals, all the minerals, all the crystals, all these living and non-living parts of Gaia that we can be intimately connected to and intimately communicate with. So it's a very interesting aspect of spiritual intuition. We also, of course, have free readings Tuesday, and you can call in live to 844-390-8255. That's 844-390-8255. And yes, it's true. I had the time wrong on the website last week and the week before. Sorry about that. A brave person notified me of that, and I was like, oh my gosh, no wonder. So anyway, you can call in live now. The website is fixed. Please, I'm not a detail person. If you guys see with your eagle eyes something incorrect, especially around time and numbers and dates, email me. Please help me. I need so much help with that kind of stuff. So anyway, live readings today, free readings Tuesday, 844-390-8255. Wanted to just do a little bit of housekeeping. So a lot of you guys are doing March the Channeling Project, which is $15 on the website, sarahwiseman.com. For April, we have the Past Life Project for $15. And for May, we have brand new, I'm creating it right now, the Akashic Project, which is about how to read your Akashic records. We also have signups for those of you who want to study directly with me as part of Intuition University. It's not self-study. It's very intensive group study and training. We have registration open for summer Intuition University. All that's on the website, sarahwiseman.com. There's always something going on there. So please head over there, browse around, get signed up for the Daily Divine newsletter, which is where you get the first notice of pretty much basically everything. Those people are the first to hear. So I'd love to have you on that list with me. Alrighty, we're going to go to the calls in just a moment, but I want to just have you close your eyes for a moment I just want you to sense your own body. You can take a breath if you want. And I want you to become aware of everything in the room with you. Some of it might be living. Some of it might be non-living. And I just want you to sort of lock into that hum of consciousness that's in everything, even non-living things. And then I'd like you to just expand your awareness to outside and begin to notice all the aspects of nature, plants, grasses, dirt, weather, and just sort of sense all that in your particular environment that you're in right now. Some of you are in snow, some of you are in warmer places. Just kind of feel the vibe of that, which is outside right now, which is where nature usually lives. I just want you to feel and sense the breeze, sense the sky. And I want you to expand your feeling. You can think about it, you're expanding your aura just into the bigger nature of the whole planet, all the trees, all the weather, all the dirt, all the plants. You're really starting to feel this hum of consciousness. And then we're going to add in all the animal life at all levels, fish, insects, mammals, all the styles. All these beings, sentient beings. And I want you to notice how everything is interconnected. Everything is in frequency. Everything is communicating with everything else all the time. And then I want you to become aware of all the human activity, which adds a different style of awareness, one we're more familiar with, but it's just a style, it's just a frequency level. And I want you to sense this whole planet, Gaia, Earth, as one living being, one living sentient being, a collective soul that is one soul in the larger universe of collective soul. And I want you to just sense all the consciousness of Gaia, this living being, and we are just like one little cell on this living body that is Gaia, the Earth. And I'd love for you to just in your heart say thank you, or I love you, or both, whatever you feel to this beautiful living being that we are inhabiting. All included, humans, animals, weather, nature, earth, living and non-living, all part of Gaia. In olden days, we talked about Mother Nature, but now we have a different idea of Gaia, the Earth, as a conscious entity that we are part of. And in this way, I'd like you to remind yourself that everything in Gaia communicates with you. Every piece of nature, every rustle of the breeze, every time you ground yourself in the earth, always communicating back and forth, no different than talking with another human, always communicating all of it. And then with that, we're going to come back to this reality. I'd love for you to try and get outside today. It is impossibly healing. It is amazing to connect in this way with this entity that is Gaia, that is collective soul. And we're going to come back 10987654321, and we are back in the room. My own feeling is that when you start to connect, you know, we can connect by entering into divine space, doing meditation, gathering intuitive information, but that's only half the story. The other half is this expanding out to allow yourself to be connected to and by the bigger picture, which is Gaia and all these elements communicating with you, the way a leaf falls when you're thinking of someone, the way a bird appears when you have something on your mind, the way the earth feels under your feet when you need support. All of these things are sending us messages and guiding us and helping us at all moments. Okay, let us go to the phones. And first up for Free Readings Tuesday, we have Lori calling from Kentucky. Lori, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. I have read some of your books, and I'm currently taking your channel writing course.
Nice. And, good.
Yeah. And so I've been reading tarot cards for about 40 years just for fun. And I'm also doing channel writing, as you have instructed in your book, writing for guidance. Anyway. And then I've also been doing shamanistic journeying. And I wondered if you saw me being at some point a professional reader.
Yeah. In fact, I'm surprised that you haven't stepped into that yet with all of these things that you're doing. Because I have a feeling you wouldn't be doing them for that length of time if, you know, it didn't make sense to you and if it wasn't simple for you. What is the reason for not stepping forward in a public way with your gifts?
I'm sorry, did you ask me what?
Yeah, like, why do you think you haven't stepped forward so far already?
Fear of not being accurate, or and with all the different modalities, I'm not sure exactly how I would offer my, you know, talents or insights, whether through tarot card reading or channeled writing or journeying. You know, I'm kind of confused.
Yeah, so I do have a question about when you were doing the channeled writing, are you channeling, are you mostly receiving for your own guidance, or do you feel that you're channeling like some spiritual teachings from a different entity? What's happening for you there?
Mostly, you know, personal. Guides that I channel.
Yeah. Okay. That's perfect. And then when you do shamanic journeying, are you like going into the lower world and working with like the animals and the totems, or what are you doing there?
I have a power animal, and then I have a spiritual in the lower world, and then a spiritual teacher in the upper world. I mostly visit with the animal.
And what is your totem? Can you tell us? Will you tell us?
A deer.
Ah, nice. And you probably go ahead.
I have done some readings from what I've gotten from these journeys, and they've been very accurate. But, you know, it's kind of cumbersome to do the journeying and then do the journaling and all that. So.
Right, right. Well, so I would suggest that you don't be afraid. Now, the question of accuracy, if you can just let that go and allow yourself to, instead of positioning yourself as like, I'm the oracle and I'm going to tell you how it is, when you're working with other people, it's you're co-creating the reading, right? Like your client or the person you're working with is also intuitive, even if they don't think they are. So together, it's like a triangle. It'll be you, the other person, and the divine are all participating in the reading. It's not just all on your shoulders. So having that idea of like giving over you're responsible to the client, but giving over this idea that it's all on you, because no, it's the three of you or the three parties, you, the client, and the divine co-creating. And so there's really no way to go wrong if you're acting ethically and you're working with the client as a partnership. So I think what I would suggest is it's a little hard to add channeled writing in to a practice if you're receiving for personal guidance mostly. But I think you could create a beautiful session with someone where you did some tarot and then maybe you looked into the lower world for them or with them, running them through the process of going into meditation and going into the lower world and working with the spirit animals that way. And you might also, do you know the Wild Unknown deck? Do you know what that is?
No, I don't. I use a Native American deck. Go ahead.
Yeah, so there's this lady from Portland, Oregon. I think her name is Kim Kranz, K-R-A-N-S, and she has created these pretty beautiful, it's the Wild Unknown deck, and it's all totem animals. And maybe just even using that deck could be really interesting because if you're working with totem animals already and then the deck will feature totem animals, it could be a very nice bridge for you to try.
Okay, great. And tell me the name of the deck again.
Wild. It's called the, I just look under Wild Unknown. Wild Unknown. Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, just start slow, start easy, practice on friends, you know, just start. It's the world needs your gifts. So don't just, you know, hide them under a bushel, like just go out and provide because the world needs guidance. And the more people in touch with the divine, providing that, helping other people, you know, we all lift each other up. So I think it would be a great time, especially now, to sort of step into this and own your gifts. Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much, Sarah. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for calling, Lori. Appreciate your time. Yeah. Alrighty, we are going to go. Yeah, we're going to go to our next caller. And I want to remind you guys, free readings Tuesday. You can call into 844-390-8255. 844-390-8255. And we're going to go to the phones where we've got Nicole calling from New York. Nicole, welcome. Are you there, Nicole? There, Nicole, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Can you turn down the background of your whatever you're... Thank you.
I was listening to you.
I know. It just creates a weird feedbacky thing. So, yeah, that's great. Well, thanks for waiting on the line. Good. What can I help you out with?
I could really use some guidance. I was just listening to Lori, and I need some guidance about career and finances. I have several financial blocks, I guess, and I can really use your help with that, some clarity.
Yeah, tell me a little bit more. What is working? Let's look at that. I always like to look at what's in flow right now. What's working?
I don't feel like much of anything. I've got a lot of interest. I love to do tarot cards, like Lori has mentioned, but I need a lot of practice. I've got 2 master's degrees, so I'm very proficient at coaching and counseling, but I can't seem to, I have a block with getting clients in marketing.
Right. And where in New York are you? What part of New York?
Long Island, New York.
Oh, right, okay, okay.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I would think that, you know, sometimes we are like, I announced at the beginning of the show, I'm not very good at details, which is why I had the time wrong last week. But, you know, it feels like you're solid in your gifts, but you just need some help getting your business started. And I'm feeling like you're going to need a helper to help you do that. Like, you can just waste the whole year trying to figure out how to gather clients, or you could work with someone that's their specialty and jumpstart right into it. And it feels like maybe you've been hesitant to find that person, the helper person, but it's such a time saver for you. Like, you can just jump into this practice and it will work. But if you try and like create the wheel by yourself, and this isn't for everybody, this is just what I'm kind of getting for you. If you try and create that wheel by yourself, it's like, that's not really your best skill set. So letting someone else sort of show you a program or show you how to do that would be really useful to you.
I agree. I think what comes up for me around that is my husband doesn't want me to waste any more money. I put waste in question mark of getting a coach. So I really feel as if I have had to kind of figure it out on my own.
You know, you might not need a coach exactly. I know when I started trying to figure everything out, I worked with, I don't remember what it was called, but it was like the Chamber of Commerce or something like that had a free business mentor, and it was just, it's like a free service that is funded by, I don't know, the government or something, for it's a small business mentoring. And it wasn't at all related to, you know, it's spiritual intuition or any of that. It was just business, but that kind of helped me just to have somebody to go talk to and run some ideas by. And that was the key that like really helped me out at the beginning. Just, how do I do this? You know, what kind of, just all the questions. And so I would look for something like that versus having a coach. Do some things that are more like for entrepreneur training rather than for intuition training or coaching. Yeah. Entrepreneur training for small business. And I think that's the piece for you that will help.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. That's very helpful.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Nicole, thank you. And good luck to you. I think it'll be fine. I think it'll be easy, actually. It's just you're missing this one little puzzle piece. And once you drop that in, it'll all just unfold very simply. So, yeah. Thanks for calling. We're going to go to a quick. Yeah, thank you. We're going to go to a quick break. You've been listening to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman, and we will be back in just a moment.
Palaka? Yeah. I'm calling from Seattle. Okay, thank you.
Are you a seeker on the path of soul growth? Did you know that Sarah Wiseman's new book, Messages from the Divine, Wisdom for the Seeker's Soul, comes with the free Seeker's Guide?
Yes.
This 11-week online course helps you dive deep into the teachings of Sarah's new book, and it's Sarah's gift to you. Get Messages from the Divine and your free Seeker's Guide now at sarahwiseman.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman. We are talking about why is being eco-friendly a spiritual practice? Learn why Gaia consciousness is becoming stronger on the planet. And we've been talking about this idea of everything communicating, And I just want you to, I want to read a little bit to you from divineoracle.org. That's my online oracle. Just to help you understand this a little bit, and then we're going to go to our callers in just a moment. Calling into 844-390-8255 for free readings Tuesday. So I want you to look at this idea, what you don't see sees you. And I want you to kind of embed this little thought into the idea of nature and the weather and all of the aspects of the earth, of being conscious of the ecology that we exist in. When you are distracted, you may easily miss the thing that you are most meant to notice. The sign is there. The synchronicity is there. The totem is there. And all the while, you are walking past, not paying attention, not noticing. When you begin to notice what is in front of you, instead of what you think you are supposed to notice, the universe can guide you more easily. So I'd love for you to have this idea of what you don't see sees you. So you're out and about. Maybe you're paying attention. Maybe you're not. But what is attempting to give you the message? What is attempting to bring the synchronicity to you, or to bring the totem or the sign, or all the ways Gaia communicates with us? When you're distracted, you're going to miss it. If you're not aware that these things are bringing signs to you and messages, you're going to miss it. This can happen anywhere, anywhere. It can be as simple as you're thinking about something and literally a breeze comes in the window a different way. It's the universe saying, hey, yeah, that's correct. Move with that one. Or you're walking on a trail and an animal scurries past right at the moment you're thinking of something else. I'd love for you to really turn from this idea of, you know, yes, half the practice is entering in, going into meditation, working with tarot cards, just been popular today, working with different mind systems. But half the practice is what's happening in the environment, what's happening right in front of you. The thing you're most meant to notice is always right in front of you. The universe isn't particularly tricky, right? The universe isn't trying to trick you. The universe is putting the thing in front of your face at all moments, and all you have to do is just go, oh, there it is. There it is. And then move toward that. This is how we stay in state of flow. Alrighty, we're going to talk more about this in a moment, but first we're going to go take some more callers. And I think this is, I'm not sure about this name, but it's a person from Seattle, Falake maybe? Welcome to, Falake, welcome to the program.
Thank you, you got it right.
Yes, what can I help you with?
So I'm calling in on getting clarity about next steps.
Okay.
I have been about 10 years in international. Oh, I've spent about 10 years in international and community development, and I'm feeling like my heart's not in it. I'm interested in doing travel and international retreats, but I'm feeling, I don't know, I'm either in a transition point or just feeling stuck for some reason, and was just wondering if you can offer some clarity on next steps. Am I missing something in front of me?
Yeah. So I am seeing, sometimes I get, like I'll see people are in, I wouldn't call it stuck. I'd call it in a pause of that particular aspect. And it may be as simple as, you know, obviously right now it's a little more complicated traveling, and international is people are a little bit afraid of that. Or some people are. So it's feeling like that's going to be on pause for a little while, and the pause can be used to work on other things. So I would imagine if you're like most people, well, if you're like me, you have other things in your life that need to be worked on, just, you know, your own personal growth, relationships, reviewing the past, you know, doing your life review and seeing what still needs to be kind of uncovered or looked at. And so it feels like that it's like a time of personal introspection. I think your direction is correct. It's just like there's going to be a gap or a pause before you can get started on it. So turn your attention to other things that still need to be healed or looked at or figured out. Okay. So do you have a feeling of how old are you, may I ask?
I am 37.
Okay, so you're pretty young compared to lots of folks. So, but you're almost heading towards the 40s, which is, some people consider that the first big, huge, big spiritual awakening breakthrough life review time. And so I'm thinking that it might be good to start doing some life review from birth till now, and just looking at, you know, what did I do on the planet? Not so much around career, but around you in your personal development. Like, what do I, you know, what relationship continues to be horrible, even though I've worked on it my whole life? I need to fix that one. Or what personal issue do I have that I just gotta, either accept it or change it, but I gotta deal with it. You know, those types of things that we're all hopefully working on.
Got it. That makes sense, because there has been this sort of feeling around marriage and romantic relationships. But I've always just sort of thought, well, I have to think about my career. And that's been on the back burner for some time.
So that idea of either deciding that's important to you or deciding it's not. But like getting really clear on which way it is, instead of distracting with more career. Because having an international career, those types of careers are especially consuming, just because, you know, you're living in different places and you're changing your setup a lot, and it's just more consuming than a career where you're at home. Or in one place all the time. So that's a pretty big question to face. Do you want to have partnership, or do you not want to have partnership going forward?
Yeah.
And there's no right answer. It's just, what do you want? Which you might not know today. I don't mean to make you answer. You might be like, I don't know. That's what I have to figure out. So
Probably both.
So coming to terms, because the universe likes us to have clean decisions. Like, the universe likes us to know, to receive the guidance and know where we're going, and then like stick to the direction where flow is taking us. Rather than sort of straddling the fence, you know, the universe likes us to be clear in where we're heading.
Got it.
So do you think, are you in a position where you can just let the career stuff sort of sit for a few months and do some inner work as your main focus for a while instead?
That definitely makes sense, especially with what's happening with the travel industry. It definitely is time to, to look back at where I am or where I've been and how far I've come and what still needs to be worked through.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's, I don't really have a course on life review yet. That's actually on my list. I think it would be really cool to do. I'm not sure I have any great recommendation actually, but you'll find your way. And, Yeah. Well, thank you so much for calling into the program and, wishing you the best. I think you'll have a lot of clarity within a couple months.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. All righty, let us go to our next caller. We have Niteria from Texas. Welcome to the program. Niteria, are you there? Can't hear Niteria. There she is. Welcome. Hi. Can you hear me?
Hey, yes, ma'am. I can hear you.
What can I help you out with today?
So I was calling to, I guess I wanted to see if you felt or do you know what my life's purpose is, or am I on the right path? Can you give me some guidance? It's really just about my life's purpose and if I'm on the right path. Do you see growth in my career, as far as following my dreams, doing what I want to do?
I remember, I think we talked maybe last week, maybe the week before. You have an interesting name, so I kind of remembered that. But what I think is, you have to find your own life's purpose. I can't tell that to you. That's one of the things in your spiritual practice. You start asking, you could pray, you could meditate, you could, you know, there's all kinds of systems, but that is like you ask the universe to reveal that to you. And it will be really, really clear. It's almost like you're going on a, you know, like a vision quest or a walkabout or these traditions where we go seek our calling. So I would think that that would become like a pretty big focus for you right now to just figure it out. And the reason I say this is because the minute you decide what your life's calling is, and I think it's completely going to be in this field that, you know, spiritual intuition and healing and creativity is all, it's all in working with people and so forth. But the minute you get clear, you have such a strong positive energy. It's just like you can just go forward. You mostly, it's almost like, I'm not sure why you're kind of insecure or waffling about stepping forward on your path. But once you have that clarity, you're not going to be afraid anymore. And it's just going to come easily to you. So what kind of spiritual practice do you do right now to get guidance?
I meditate, I pray, I write in my journal, I go for a walk or a hike in the, not in the park, but in a, like, in different preserves here in Dallas, because I like to be amongst nature. I cleanse with sage. That's
So you're kind of already living as an intuitive or a shaman. You're already, that's your life. That's who you are. So it just really feels like it's, how do you work with other people in those practices? Like, how can you provide those practices to others?
Right.
When you do meditation and you ask for your calling, what do you receive?
I'm sorry, you said when I do meditation, I ask for what?
When you ask the guides or when you ask the universe, what is my calling, what do you receive? that is your path? What do you continue to understand that you are?
A person that helps other people. Because I've been through so much in my life, and I've turned, you know, to a new leaf. And I know what works for me, and I know that it has helped me. And I just want to teach others that there is another way. There's always another option. And, you know, just because you're going through something doesn't mean, you know, you can't get out of it. Everything mm-hmm. is temporary. Everything is not, you know, permanent. Everything has to change. You know, change is inevitable. That's something that, you know, that we all have to come in contact with. Just things like that.
So you kind of want to teach people how to lift themselves up out of difficult situations right now. Does that sound right?
Yes.
And you want to teach them how to do that, one, by encouragement, but also by giving them these tools that you do. You pray and meditate and do these self-care practice, you know, spiritual self-care practices. As well as, I have a feeling you're going to give them some like practical tools to get out of bad situations or whatever. You're going to help them that way. It feels like you should just start teaching this, you know, just start doing some groups. Like, what I find is that whenever you just start, you find out really quickly, the universe shows you really quickly if you're on the right track or not. But just starting, and then I feel like you're going to be on the right track, and it's just going to grow from there. Just begin. Okay. Like, I don't know what you have where you are in Texas, but like, if it were me here in Oregon, I'd probably just do a free offering at a community center and see what happens, see who came. And then after that, maybe I'd do a couple more of those. I just sort of start reaching out right. to people, and then let the universe guide, like, to finesse what you're offering. Yeah. Okay. You have so much power. Just begin, and the universe will fine tune the exact direction of what you're going to be offering. And it'll probably change over time too. But the main thing is just getting out and connecting with people and starting this process of lifting them up, or helping them learn how to lift themselves up.
One last question. I'm sorry. One of my, platforms that I want to go live on and spread the word and spread the practices is on YouTube. Do you recommend that?
You know, I think for you, what I would do is practice with real people. You'll learn a lot more. YouTube's really popular, but the universe doesn't care about being popular. The universe cares about really reaching and helping people. So I would practice and work with real people first until you were a little more clear what you were teaching.
Okay, I can do
that. And I know, and just kind of, and then once you're super clear, like, you have some experiences under your belt working with real people, then try the other things. But feels a little too early to start the promotional aspect before you actually know exactly what you're doing, but you'll learn it quick. So, okay. Nigeria, thanks for calling. I appreciate your calling, and I wish you luck, and I think it's going to go great, but thanks for calling. Yeah. We're going to go to a very, very fast little break. You've been listening to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman, and we'll be back in just a moment. Take it slow, don't you know?
Ready to learn the secrets of spiritual intuition? Did you know that Sarah Wiseman offers over 20 courses in psychic development, soul growth, karma, healing, past lives, and more? And that they are all sliding scale, pay what you want? These premium online courses are self-study, so you can work on your own schedule. Sign up for Sarah's courses now at sarahwiseman.com. That's SARAWiseman.com.
Welcome back to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman. Let's go to the phones right away. We've got Gail calling from California. Gail, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi, what can I help you out with? Hi.
I'm hoping that you can help me figure out how to make more money.
Okay. So I wish I had a great answer for that would be the magic wand for everybody. But how are you making money now, and what are you thinking about doing?
Well, I'm a social worker and I do contract work, which is great. I love it. It's just not enough. And in the past, mm-hmm. I have done body work and received sort of empathic information that way that I would share with clients on the table, and I stopped doing it because I developed a chronic illness. So the last 10 years have been difficult between illness and not having enough income.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Am I on the air right now?
Oh yeah, this is a live call. This is a live call. You're on the air. Is that if that's okay. Not what you wanted, but you, it's only your first name used, so no one knows. Okay. So what I'm receiving actually for this is that you've had almost like you've had such a lot of empathic work in the last while, and like you've been deeply caretaking of others and deeply being empathic to others, and just like you've been the nurturer, and it's feeling like there's this sense of like a burnout or empathic overwhelm. I think that's the word I'm looking for. And it's feeling like that's more of the issue than the money, actually. What does that feel like to you?
I'm interested that it's resonating.
Yeah. So, yeah. So I'm not, so I think whatever you choose, what I would suggest actually is to choose to deal first, like the next month or so, with the empathic overwhelm and get yourself, rebalanced or resupported, energetically. And I'm not exactly sure how, but I have a feeling you're going to have some ways that you can do that. And then choosing something that isn't like body work or that isn't like helping people, choosing something that's less giving for a while would be useful.
Hello?
Hello? Am I back on the air? There we go.
Hi.
Yeah.
Yeah. I lost you there for a minute. Oh,
yeah. So yeah, but this idea of, I think I would look at the empathic overwhelm as the key. And then from there, a choice will unfold that's going to be supportive to you. That's what it feels like. You're kind of burnt out from helping people so much, which is so normal, you know.
Yeah, so, I am burned out, and I'm having to take care of my mother now, and
yeah,
just a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. So sometimes we have this feeling that this is a lesson I'm learning too, by the way. So, and I think a lot of people are, but we have this feeling like we're at the bottom of this giant triangle holding everyone up. And it could be family.
I had that same.
Yeah, it could be clients. It could be whatever. But in reality, that view is incorrect. It's really, we're all just souls. You know, you can help your mother, but you can't fix her. Or you can help your clients, but you can't, you know, it's each soul has to walk their own path. And so kind of dropping a lot of either the actual responsibility and tasks or dropping the feeling that you're responsible can be really helpful to just align yourself with the true reality, which is each soul is responsible for themselves. It's like, mm-hmm. you can help, but you don't have to overhelp, or you don't have to hold it all. Yeah, you don't have to hold it all. And so I was trying to think of a way. It's almost more like we're on the, every soul is on a wheel, like, and then in the center, there's some kind of connection point, but that's very different than thinking of we're at the bottom of the triangle holding everybody up. It's more like we're all on the wheel and we're all connecting to each other. So I think that might be the key, is letting go of that idea that you're responsible. Because you're not. Nobody is. Nobody can fix another person. And, you know,
true. And I know that rationally. I guess yeah. It's just a habit or like a way of being.
Yeah.
And it's, well,
when we love people, we want to serve them. Or when we care about people, you know, but
yeah.
And especially, you know, yeah, we do need to take care of kids and we do need to take care of the elderly, but adults, you know, we can mentor and help, but we can't take care of them. We can't be responsible. Okay, Gail, I have to go. The show's about to end, but I think that will help you. Okay. Yeah, thanks for calling in.
That's
I appreciate it.
Thank you. All right, thank you. Bye, Sarah. Yeah.
Absolutely. Alrighty, everybody, I hope that you head over to the website, sarahwiseman.com. Look at those $15 courses. Look at registering for summer training, which is working directly with me. And there's just lots of great stuff there. There's Divine Oracle, which is a free online oracle. There's the Spiritual Psychic Podcast. And we will be back next week with more Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman.
Want more of Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman? Tune in weekly for more divine teachings on living a soul-led life. Want Sarah's books, courses, and free gifts? Visit sarahwiseman.com.